Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this Monday. We'll get you started on the work week, or wrapping up your first day of the work week anyway. Governor Pritzker has, of course, put in this inside mask mandate for restaurants, shopping, and things like that. He was asked today. The good news is it looks like the number of COVID-19 cases have started to drop a bit. So he was asked today when those mandates might be lifted.
Hospitalizations are not going up. That's a very important indication that maybe things have flattened out. And, of course, we've got to watch those case numbers. But the relationship between the case numbers and the hospitalizations has not been particularly clear during Delta. And so we're watching it very closely. And again, I'm hopeful that, I mean, for all of our sakes, I think none of us prefer to wear masks indoors or prefer to, you know, have to follow mitigations. But this pandemic, unfortunately, is still with us. So we're just going to have to be careful.
So that's Governor Pritzker earlier today saying the mandate remains in effect. Apparently, though, not in Orland Park. The mayor of Orland Park, Keith Peacow, joins us now. Last week, the village board voted unanimously not to enforce the indoor mask mandates. Mayor, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So what's the point here? Why are you doing this?
We not only did we not enforce the mask mandate, we also said we will not enforce the vaccine mandate. And by state law, the Illinois Emergency Management Act, villages are not allowed to enforce his mask mandates. He needs to use his own emergency management agencies under his authority.
Well, then why don't you challenge him in court, follow the order, and challenge it in court the right way?
I don't need to challenge it in court because the law says that we don't have to enforce it, so it's up to him to enforce it.
And so what is the standing right now, Mayor? We're talking to Keith Peacock, the mayor of Orland Park, with municipal workers. Is there a requirement that they be vaccinated? I frankly don't know.
There is no requirement for us to vaccinate our employees. There are certain classes of our municipal workers that, according to the governor, are mandated to be be vaccinated. We will not mandate them to be vaccinated.
So if they are under a state order to be vaccinated, but they come to work at your office, you're not going to turn them away?
We will not.
And are you vaccinated, Mayor?
Really, that's nobody's business.
You're right. It is nobody's business, but I think it's germane to the conversation. I think it would help us
understand. It's not germane to the conversation. No one should be asked whether they're vaccinated or not.
Well, but you're going contrary to the governor's mandates, the health department orders, the State Department of Public Health, and so I think it would help us understand your mindset if we knew whether or not you supported vaccinations.
My mindset is very clear that these should not be mandated, period. I'm looking at the state website right now where 94% of people over 65 have had at least one dose, and over 12, 78% have had at least one dose. There's no need to mandate this. Let's get us get people the facts and let them make the choices of whether or not to get vaccinated or not,
well,
based on their doctors.
The other side of that, though, Mayor, is that the hospitalizations, I believe, in Illinois were at their highest that they've been since the pandemic just a couple of weeks ago.
Hospitalizations for COVID are actually, as of last week, were 6.5% of all the hospitalizations in Illinois were COVID-related.
Okay, but they were at their highest level when we were doing quite a lot more when it comes to mitigations a year ago.
I have to look at where exactly they're at, but they are lower than they were, significantly lower than what they were a year ago, and they're 6.5% of all hospitalizations in the whole state. So the hospitals are not being overrun with COVID cases.
Okay, another thing you bring up is this idea that the legislature should be more involved. And, you know, I'm with you there. I don't know if this is the way to get them to do it, though. How do you get the legislature to sort of stand up and play a role in this?
The legislature has abdicated their responsibility since day one with COVID, and we have said that repeatedly. If you want to pass a law for vaccine mandates, we certainly have vaccination mandates in the state of Illinois. Every single one of those has been passed by the legislature. In fact, I think chickenpox back in 95 was approved by the FDA. It wasn't until 2002 that it was mandated by our legislature, and as I recall, it was a pretty contentious discussion when they decided to do that. So if you want to mandate vaccinations, the legislature is the arm to do that.
Okay,
you want to mandate masks, The legislature is the arm to do that. We are not. We are a representative republic. We are not one person rule.
Do you think that your community is less safe without the masks inside?
So if you look at our numbers relative to the county and the state, our numbers have tracked similarly for the entire time, and we've never enforced mask mandates.
Even back in the beginning of this, when there were mask mandates, you didn't support them.
We have never enforced them, and in fact, we have passed a resolution stating we would not. The reason we passed a resolution is because, again, we're a representative form of government. One person shouldn't make that decision, so our board made that decision after discussion on the board.
But if you don't think, I know I keep going back to this, and I think you've got a good, I think you've got a, you know, a legal fight here. But if you think the governor is illegally issuing these mandates, why don't you go to court and get it settled?
Well, first off, the law is very clear that we are not the enforcement mechanism. So if he has an issue with us not enforcing him, he should take us to court to get us to enforce them.
But if you're worried about, you're saying the Constitution is being trampled, if he's trampling on it, why don't you get a judge to decide?
People are free to make that that argument, and they're free to go to court. Unfortunately, if you know anything about the law, municipalities have a very difficult time getting standing in a court of law. So, again, if he wants to go after us for not enforcing it, he's more than welcome to do so. However, it is very clear from the Illinois Emergency Management Act that we are not to be the enforcement mechanism. In fact, it's against the law for us to enforce his emergency orders.
Just a point of clarification, the hospitalizations last week in Illinois were at their highest since last February. So I might not have been exactly clear there, but they were higher than certainly they'd been through the summer, and they were on the way up. Thankfully, it looks like.
Well, they're certainly on the way up. There's no question about that.
But if they're on the way up, Mayor, why don't you do what you can to try to keep them down?
Again, we're trying to protect the healthcare system, not eliminate hospitalizations.
Right.
And we're at 6.5% of the state. The healthcare system is not in jeopardy. So why are we're trying to control something and eliminate it. COVID's not going to be eliminated.
But if we're trying to control, I agree with you that this shouldn't be a case endemic, my wife likes to say. But if the hospitalizations are going up, we should try to mitigate that. Look, we're not Alabama. But there was that story from over the weekend where a guy, I think there were 34 hospitals, he had a heart attack, 34 hospitals couldn't treat him. He had to drive 200 miles before he could be treated for a heart attack. We're certainly not there yet. We're talking to Mayor Pecow from Orland Park. All right, Mayor, I want to read a text to you that I got just before the show. We promoed that you were going to be on. Steve Bertrand, please don't give the Orland Park mayor and board any more airtime. They are an embarrassment to the village. We are appalled by their idiocy. The mayor has been spouting garbage since he was elected, all, I think, to make a name for himself at the expense of the village and its citizens. This is from a 49-year-old resident. What do you make of that?
What I will say is from the very beginning, every time that we have made a public policy decision, we have done it on the board floor in public. That person is perfectly capable of coming and speaking at the board floor. Some people have. I don't know if this person has or not. We have made that decision. We have voted as a board, not just one person. And I was reelected back in May, we had passed two or three of these. So I would say that the people in Orland Park are happy with what we're doing.
Are the businesses?
I think all of the people who were elected with me took the same position.
Mayor, are the businesses enforcing the mask mandate?
Each business, it's up to them. And I've said that from the beginning. A business is a private entity. They certainly have the right to ask for someone to wear a mask in their facility. And if someone refuses to wear the mask, then they're trespassing. So that's something that a business certainly can do.
All right, we got a quick call here, if you don't mind. We're going to go to Doug. Doug, you're talking to Mayor Keith Pecow of Orland Park. What's your point?
Hey, Keith. Hey, and listen.
Steve.
Steve, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm usually, I'm not usually on the time of the afternoon. Anyway, so the United States Constitution provides that if there is a public safety issue, that the United States government can actually mandate measures that will protect the safety and security of the American population.
But this is a state issue. This is the governor.
I understand that. And so the state has the same requisite.
All right, I'm going to cut you loose, Doug.
The state requisite of the mandate for the masks is protecting me. Now, I have a guy I work with who is an anti-vaxxer, and he says, well, there's vaccinated people who are in the hospital with COVID. And I said, yeah, they got it from unvaccinated idiots that don't think that they need to be vaccinated. And the mask is keeping them from spreading that garbage to my body.
I'm really, Doug, I'm glad you called, and keep listening in the afternoon, will you? It's not a bad habit.
I will do that, absolutely, Steve. I love it.
Got to run. Mayor, we're out of time. A quick comment on that?
So the Constitution doesn't say anything about the mask, and the state actually has an Illinois Emergency Management Act that gives the governor 30 days of emergency management authority. And again, specifically states that municipalities cannot enforce his actions, that those are to be done under the emergency management authority under him, which would be, for example, the state police.
Mayor Keith Peacow of Orland Park. It was nice to talk to you, Mayor. I wish you well.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News. I got to scoot into the newsroom.